The government has today published its plans for minimum unit pricing of alcohol, which will take effect from the 1st of January next year. The measure has been welcomed by health advocates and follows a similar move in Scotland, which it's reported has successfully reduced alcohol consumption. Dr. Siobhan McHale is a consultant psychiatrist at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. She told a news briefing this morning that she sees evidence of alcohol-related harm every day in the health service.
The mother in her 40s, on a medical ward with alcohol-related brain damage, who doesn't recognise her 12-year-old child when they come in to visit her. The man in his 30s in liver failure, dying in the intensive care unit from alcohol-related harm due to heavy intake of 14 cans of cider and beer and vodka daily. The 16-year-old in the emergency department with alcohol poisoning. A mother breastfeeding a small baby while drinking a bottle of vodka a day. Ireland has the third highest rate of fetal alcohol syndrome in the world. In Beaumont, our experience has been, over a 10-year period up to 2015, that there's been a threefold increase in alcohol-related presentations to our emergency department and a fivefold increase in the number of bed days used in Beaumont Hospital in this time. In the past year, 25% of our non-COVID ICU beds have been required for patients with alcohol-related injury.
Dr. Siobhan McHale of Beaumont Hospital. But the pricing move has been met with frustration along the border, where independent retailers and off-licences say it'll drive cross-border shopping. Our reporter Sinead Spain has been speaking to Seamus Price from the Spar store at Glen Carr in Letterkenny and to John Bogue, who owns a food hall in Monaghan Town.
It'll be a huge impact to the business because we're a border town. We're 20 minutes basically from Strabane there. One of the biggest shops in Strabane would be Asda. So what we'll be end up losing would be a lot of our business trade from, let's say, buying alcohol would also be the grocery end of things too. So you would stand to lose between 20 and 30% of business, like, you know, between everything. It's what else they go in there and shop for. Like, you know, if they're traveling in there for the likes of alcohol, for cheap alcohol, they're going to do the rest of their shopping in there, like, you know, and it's a rolling effect, like, you know, on everything, you know. What you'd be hoping for is would be that the government would hold out until they have the Northern Ireland to sync with them whenever they were going to do their unit price change, like, you know.
I would think that if alcohol is cheaper 3 miles from here, there is no reason for people to buy alcohol in Monaghan town, so they'll travel possibly further than 3 miles, they'll travel and they'll buy alcohol there, which is going to have a fairly severe impact on retail trade around the border.
And can you quantify that, John?
It's difficult to quantify, but definitely if you're going to go and buy alcohol and you're going to travel to Northern Ireland to buy alcohol, you're going to buy other stuff as well. So you'll buy groceries and you'll buy clothes and stuff. And the fact that the shops are opened in Northern Ireland and not opened here, it's going to lead to a huge problem. Already you can see that there's more people travelling to the north, and that's only going to get worse.
Well, we're joined now from our Doyle studio by Minister of State at the Department of Health, Frank Feehan. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The evidence, can you outline it for us or point to it, the evidence that price, when it comes to alcohol, drives consumption?
Well, the WHO evidence, it's indisputable evidence that the price of alcohol matters. And when the price of alcohol goes up, alcohol-related harm goes down. And we enacted this in 2018. And what we wanted to do was move with Northern Ireland. That was intention. But circumstances have changed. And effectively, we believe now, when I had a meeting with Minister Swan over 3 months ago, and they more said that they wouldn't be in a position because of the COVID pandemic to introduce this until 2023 at the earliest. We believe now that in the matter of saving lives, in the matter of saving hospital admissions, in the matter of saving hurt and distress the families, and most important, we feel we have to move now.
Right. I'll come to the cross-border aspect of this in a moment, but in terms of price, the other way of driving up the price, of course, is to increase taxation, to raise more revenue, which could well be used to treat some of the problems that arise from alcohol abuse. Why not the tax route?
Well, minimum unit pricing has proved itself in Scotland. It's brought in 2018, and people directly dying caused by alcohol is reduced by 21.5%. And when you see the over 1,200 people die directly from alcohol in Ireland, indeed, if alcohol-related disease, you're talking about 2,700. We believe we can save between 5 and 10 lives a week, and effectively that we couldn't wait any longer.
What's it going to mean then from the 1st of January for people when they go into the convenience store or into an off-licence?
Well, first of all, this won't affect anything to do with pubs or restaurants. It's off-licence and supermarkets. It's really only affecting a very, very small percentage of alcohol products. Effectively, what we're trying to do is target high-risk, harmful drinkers who buy cheap, high-alcohol drink. And that's effectively the own brand of vodka and gin and maybe the Lindel Village Cider and a few more. So effectively, all the other alcohols, such as the bottles of whiskey and the bottle of Smirnoff, there will be a ceiling of 20 euros, and that won't affect that whatsoever.
But it'll also affect those least able to pay, people perhaps who consume moderate amounts of alcohol on low incomes, and now will end up potentially spending more of that low income on alcohol to consume what might still be a very modest amount.
Actually, the data doesn't bear that out. Really, persons prone to excessive alcohol consumption, that's across any part of society. And when you look at it, you can reach a weekly low-risk drinking guidelines. A man can reach his 17 standard drinks of a little under 8 euros, and a woman can reach her 11 standard drinks of under a fiver. So I don't believe that holds up. But also, you're dealing with, we have a range of issues that we're trying to reduce our, I suppose, love affair with actually high alcohol, cheap drink.
In relation then to the effect of this along the border, we heard those traders in Donegal and in Monaghan. Do you accept it is going to drive business over the border?
Well, we always felt there could be unintended consequences of this, and we did listen to the retailers, and that's why we aren't bringing this in until January 2022, and it gives everyone a chance to work together. But, I live near the border. I represent a border constituency of Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon and South Donegal. We have seen current fluctuations. We've seen price fluctuations and many other issues. And I don't believe that this will cause a problem. And I hope that down the road, and you're dealing with this, we are bringing this in. You hope that Sinn Féin and DUP are in the Northern Executive. Maybe they can bring this in when they see the lives that will be saved, when they see
But as of now, we know that the intention of the Northern Ireland Executive is to move in this direction in 2023, but not before then. Has any analysis been done on the impact it could have on the retail trade, because people might cross the border not only to buy cheap drink, but also while they're there, purchase other products as well?
Well, absolutely. The analysis we have from 2018, I think it's 460 million euros. The vast amount of that was spent on cosmetics and fashion. And indeed, alcohol only attributed to less than 16% of going to cross.
Because there was no benefit at that time.
Well, you will always have cross-border shopping, but this is only affecting a very, very small amount of alcohol products. And these are the alcohol products that we believe that when we can raise a minimum price, we can save lives.
All right. Minister of State, the Department of Health, Frank Fian, thank you very much for talking to us here on the News at One. After